All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, queens. Get in here. Sit down. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Damn. Coming in hot. So new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So how's it going?
It's going good. How are you? How's your week?
My week has been good. It's been busy. Mm-hmm. Per the usual. Mm-hmm. Ready for the weekend. I'm really ready for a vacation. Like, I need like 2 weeks to 3 weeks off.
I've been telling you to just take the
time off.
I know, I'm going to
take it. I'm going to take it. Like, at the end of the year, you know, the holiday.
But you got to take it before. Sometimes, and take some time before that next year.
No, for real, I will.
Let's just take your, like, take like a week and a half off. Even if you just stay home. I know you want to go someplace, but you could do, like, a little vacation someplace local for, like, 3 or 4 days and then come home and then chill for, like, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
A nice little balance.
Before it didn't feel necessary, but now it's feeling necessary because
work is a motherfucker. That's it.
Once you were getting off at 6, I'm like,
yeah.
What?
That's why I be calling in and taking my time when I need it. I can't be in bondage and not going on vacation. I can't.
I mean, I do go on vacation, though. We just went on vacation.
I know. I just don't ever feel like
went
enough.
To New York, went to Mexico, and I'm about to go to Miami.
You are. I was about to say, who you on my head? I need to keep up with your life. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
kept up with it, girl. Just because you forget doesn't mean you're not kept up.
I don't forget all the time.
You do forget.
Things are happening fast.
Yeah. Anyway.
Speed of lightning.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your week been? How has your week been?
My week has been good. Equally busy. I don't think there's been much excitement happening throughout the week. Just been working.
Any Halloween plans?
I'll be working. Sucky. And then after work, I'm going to go see Katra.
Fun.
Yeah.
Where's he going to be?
You know I do not be knowing. This girl always be asking.
That was a simple question. Where's he going to be?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'll tell y'all next week where he was. What are you going to be doing for the weekend?
I'm chilling.
Okay.
Yeah, no dressing up.
No.
No.
Okay. There's not anything happening anyway. Not this year.
There are things happening. There will be functions. But if I'm going to dress up, I'm more of a Halloween. Like, I don't like Halloween at the club. But, like, if a friend, like, if That's Ashley was saying. Having her Halloween
there's no,
party.
There's no functions for us to actually attend.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not like, damn, I could have went somewhere and I don't got a costume.
Right.
It's like, there's no function, so I'm not really missing out on nothing. I don't need to be stressed.
Yeah, if Ashley would have had her Halloween party, then I would have put effort into it. But I'm not going to the club.
No. Yeah.
And I'm definitely not going to the club dressed up.
No, I know things are happening. Oh, the link up is happening.
Really? A Halloween one?
It's just going to be on Sunday. It's usually on Saturday, huh?
No, it's on Sundays.
Yeah, it's going to be Sunday. And costume, they will have a contest for best dressed, but it's not mandatory.
Mm.
It's like, whatever. You
I
know?
Thought that ended with the summer, but good no. to know that that's still going on.
Maybe it's something to do this weekend. yeah. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
let's get this shit because I'll be off at 4:30.
I was gonna say, are you gonna be off, huh? Yeah,
at 4:30.
We should go
at 4:30 because I don't think the show is till much later in the evening.
Oh, it's on Sunday.
Yeah,
I thought it was on Saturday.
Oh no.
Okay, got you. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyway, that's the week. So here. Business as usual, ratings and reviews are very important for the show.
They are. It's really important because your review that you leave is like a Yelp review, right? It helps people decide, is this show for me? Is this something that I'm going to like? So you all are really the catalyst for new listeners. That's a
y'all
lot of
know,
pressure.
Real spit.
That's a lot of pressure. So I need y'all to take your responsibilities seriously. Okay. Take your job. Very seriously. But y'all came through again. Okay. I'm proud of you.
I'm so.
Really? Y'all love us.
Yeah. So let's read our review of the week. This one comes from, we figured out your name.
We did.
Mia. One comes from Mia. It says, y'all, my girls, cue the Destiny's Child. Girl.
I hope y'all be watching this on YouTube.
Yes, we are on YouTube. We always forget to say that, but we are on YouTube. So if you're a visual
mommy,
we are on YouTube.
If you want to put a voice to a face.
If you want to know what we look like.
Eh.
Yes, that information is down in the show notes. So back to the review for Mia. Y'all my girls, cue the Destiny's Child. I've been listening to y'all for a while and I love it here. I'm finally doing my part and leaving my review. I felt it was a personal call out because I never did mine, but I'm showing up today. You guys share such great information and are so raw and relatable. It's definitely homegirl vibes here. I'm so proud of the growth from sharing personal information, the new recording space, and just your lives in general. I can't wait for what's to come in the new year. So ladies, if you love the content they are putting out, let's show up and show out with the ratings and the reviews.
It was that piece for
Gang.
Me. Gang, thanks for coming through, Mia. You slid through here like a real OG. That's what I want to see. I want to see people calling other people out.
Yeah, the accountability.
Call in.
The accountability.
Call in, rather.
The
we
accountability.
Calling them in.
Yeah.
Bring them in. So thanks, Mia.
You are appreciated.
Lady.
Dang, we be saying the same thing at the same time.
Yeah. Don't you know I love you, sweet lady. Place no one above you, sweet lady. I'm done. We'll keep going. Okay.
Yeah, so that's that on that. Next, we have Patreon. So Patreon is a platform where you can support us monetarily. Mm-hmm. And we have bonus content over there. We do our monthly check-ins, just updating you on our lives. We do playlists, audio affirmations, bonus episodes. We have a cool bonus episode that'll be dropping next week.
Yeah.
To wrap up this series. And
it's just basically getting more of what you already love.
It is.
So if you really love us, get on over there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll find something that you love and really like.
That information is down in the show notes. And we have one patron.
Only, but hold on, Holiday. It's only one because we record it so quick. Ain't because they ain't following in.
We have one this week. We have Wylesha.
Hey, Wylesha like Waukesha.
Who?
Wylesha like Waukesha. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said what I said.
Wylesha.
Hey, Wylesha. Thank you so much. Welcome to the
gang. Welcome. We appreciate you so much.
Yes. So last week's episode.
Last week episode, we talked about.
Dang.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, Queen. Go ahead. Last week's episode.
This is actually a solo episode for Brittany.
No, it's not.
So last week, y'all, we talked about limerence. We dropped a new topic on y'all. We dropped a new term on y'all. And I'm glad that y'all really understand when we give y'all new knowledge. The girls really like that. So limerence is basically being crazy. In this infatuation state. It's the very blissful and it seems like love, but it's really...
not
lust. Fraud. Yeah, it's like a lot of chemicals going on in the brain that makes your judgment cloudy. You're very infatuated and deep down into a person. And we just basically broke down that new energy or that new part of the relationship.
Yeah, you're not tapped into reality. It's like you stay stuck.
Yeah.
In this fairy tale.
Yeah. So if you didn't listen to that episode, go back a little bit, listen, because I'm sure you'll love it.
We also talked about passing tests.
We did.
And yeah, it was a goodie, so it's there for you.
It was a goodie.
So today we are wrapping up the series.
I think it's wrapped.
Dang.
This is giving solo.
We are wrapping up the series. Oh, the series is wrapped.
The series is wrapped, but this is...
Okay, this is kind of like...
a sweet treat. It's the bow. The series is wrapped, honey, and this episode is the bow. That's it.
Well, sure.
This is how we're sending it off.
Yes.
So what are we talking about today?
So we're going to be talking about tapping in and cultivating your feminine energy. Mm. So I was talking about on Patreon how I read a book called The Way of the Superior Man.
Pulls it out.
This is by David Data. Data? You think that's what
I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's giving data.
So it's The Way of the Superior Man, a spiritual guide to mastering the challenges of women, work, and...
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me... It's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Sexual desire. So the primary audience for this book, the target audience for this book is men. It's written for men. But there are some gems in here. So basically the book talks about the duality of feminine and masculine energy, right? And how we need both of them in relationships to have like healthy, sustainable relationships that like the way we were created. Mm-hmm. And we know in society that there's an imbalance, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Do you feel like there's an imbalance? Or you feel like we rocking and rolling?
When you say in society, you mean as a greater like collective, right?
Greater collective, yes, in the
no,
world.
No, of course there's not a balance. Okay. We have a like.
What did you think I was talking about?
I'm thinking you're talking about like
Black people?
No, me and you, like, just...
You oh, said no, you not feel me
like,
and you.
Yeah, like, okay, no, no, yeah. I think
in
that real, it's
in women in,
hyper-masculine.
Women and male interactions.
No, it's more masculine-driven. I'm for sure just speak for the black women because we done been talking about this, okay? We've personally been talking about feminine energy. Of course, like Brittany says, she's reading this book, so sometimes...
I read it.
She read it. She... Oh, it's done.
Finished.
She's done. So when she initially started reading it, we were talking about some of the concepts in the book, and she was sharing some stuff with me, and she's even shared a few tidbits on Instagram, mm-hmm. About leaning into your feminine energy and what that means and what that looks like. And we started talking about how black women, dog, we really be in our masculine. We be rocking and rolling with a nigga, okay? And it's because we have to make a way for ourselves. It's like...
It's a survival. It's been a survival.
It is.
Instinct.
It is. And I even had to tell my boo-boo, I said, I can't be the nigga in the relationship. I told him, I said, I don't...
Okay, how did this conversation come about?
Because we were on FaceTime when you originally brought the concept up.
Oh.
And as we were driving home or something, I said, yeah, because I'm in my feminine energy or something. And I said, oh, I was telling him that I feel like I can be more in my feminine energy in our relationship. And in the past, I did not. Right. And that I feel like I did not have anybody to like lean on or like to allow me to relax and let them lead. Because, nigga, I did not trust you and you probably did not have the capability to do so.
Right.
And I've always done everything by myself. Right. And I've only seen women do things by themselves. I've never seen like, you know, a real like
a balance of masculine and feminine.
Exactly.
A
like healthy my balance. Mom is hella. My mom really got her beard on. Okay. It gives
what?
No, she's very strong.
I know. She's
very
strong. Hyper independent.
Exactly. Hyper sufficient. Hyper effective.
As a lot of black women are.
Exactly.
Because of survival and circumstance. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we had that conversation and I was like, I don't want to be the nigga in the relationship.
Period.
I really don't. I don't want to be the man. I understand that there's the ability for both of us to lead, right? There's some
of
areas
course.
That I'm stronger in. There's some areas that he's going to be stronger in. And mm-hmm. I'm speaking generally.
Yeah.
But I don't want to always have my boxer briefs is on. Boxer briefs on.
Shit.
I'm actually trying to be in a thong panty for
lingerie.
The most period. Okay.
Yeah.
I want my lingerie on. I don't want my robe and cigar.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
No, I feel you though. But you know? To backtrack, okay, so the book touches on that, to backtrack on how you said in previous relationships you didn't feel like there was space for you to be in your feminine. Mm-hmm. That's the real thing, because if you feel like you are with somebody that you can't trust, or maybe they're more in their feminine energy, not to say that the man is feminine, like girly, but they are just not operating in a masculine space. Like mm-hmm. they don't have the ability to lead. They may not have their shit together. Their judgment may be off. You just don't trust that their decision making.
Right.
They just don't have that presence mentally and physically. I mean, maybe they have it physically, but mentally they don't have the presence that makes you feel like you can lean in and trust them. Then you're going to be feeling like you need to be operating more in your masculine.
Exactly.
And so in order to like, you know, create some sort of a balance, and that right there, I'm over that.
So what has been your experience?
I'm over that. I definitely have.
It's out. It's dead.
Uh-uh.
I want to relax. What has been your experience?
I definitely have had the same upbringing as you. Like my mom is hyper independent. Like, she definitely operates more in her masculine energy. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that she's had somewhat of a shift, but for the longest, like my grandmother.
The making a way out of no way. That's what black
women. Yeah,
and
you know, we look at it as a source
of, like, an accolade. Like, oh my God, my mom is so independent. She's so, like, I know what you're saying.
We look at it as like a strong suit. Like, you know, I can get this done. I can get that done. I don't need nobody. I can move an apartment by myself. I can put things together.
Yeah.
I can do this. I can do that. When really it is a disadvantage. Like, we shouldn't have to do all these things by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We should be able to lean in and have the desire to lean in on someone else. But because we've seen so much of that not being a possibility,
We take it on.
We take it on, and then you know what really happens? If we do come against somebody who's willing, capable,
we cannot accept
and receive it. It's like, what are you doing?
Which is what the boat I'm in, y'all. That's the boat.
So what does that look like for you?
The motorboat.
Room on a Yamaha.
Chrome 9-1100.
How does that look like for you?
I mentioned this on the check-in. Get over there. I'm plugging Patreon from now on because the business is over there. Period. But I had shared a story, and I say it here, that it's difficult. It's really hard. I find myself in such a battle with just being like, okay, you could do it for me.
We can even go back to when we were talking about the dating stories, and you said that when you go out on dates.
Mm-hmm. Put my business out there.
You put it here too. I'm just bringing it back to the awareness. That when you go out on dates.
Yeah, I did say
this. You try to flex your muscle.
I do.
By pulling out your card and paying so you can show.
I got it. Uh-huh. I do.
That's masculine.
I know. And I want to say what I want to say, but I can't because it's probably offensive.
What the fuck? What are you gonna say?
No, I'm not. But I do. I feel that. That was an honest, real moment. Like, that's how I really feel sometimes, that I don't want, which is sickening, a man to feel like, oh, she don't got it. Or like, it's really in my own mind, like projecting like, oh, okay, you could do it, but I could do it too. And it's very sick, but I will. I'll be like, I could flex on you too.
Right. Why does it have to be a flex?
It doesn't have to be, but I'm just saying the way
that's
it is.
That's how your mind is working. That's how my mind works. But then in the same breath, we're saying we want to be taken care of.
I know.
So it's like, how can we say, because I want to be taken care of. I done said that multiple times, but can we say we want to be taken care of, but then not allowing someone to take care of us?
I know. It's a paradigm shift.
And it starts there, like at the date. Like, it's not like, okay, I've been taking care of myself all the way up to this point, and now, okay, I want you to take care of me.
Yeah.
It's like we have to groom ourselves to be able to be taken care of and really to be able to receive. It's really the receiving.
It's the receiving part. That's the part that's hard for me, because I've done a lot of stuff alone. I've done a lot of stuff. I provide for myself. I get things done by myself. So when it's time for a man, also bear in mind, y'all, I did not grow up with my biological father. Right. Which is kind of the basis or the foundation of how you learn how a man should treat you or receive things, how you can learn to accept from a man. I had amazing step parents,
father figures.
But it wasn't like, oh, that's my dad, you know, where it's easy to accept things from a man. So I already don't feel comfortable taking things from men. I just don't. Like, my mom did everything. My mom provided everything for us. So it's easier for me to accept things from a woman as opposed to a man. And I haven't been in, up until recently, really healthy relationships where I experienced men taking care of things or providing things and giving them to me, where it's just like I could work the muscle of receiving. So it's like I'm brand fucking new here.
Oh yeah.
I'm like 32, just getting in this space where it's like, oh, this person wants to do that for me. They want to take care of this. They want to take care of that. It's fucking new.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that if, for my personal situation, it is the receiving piece, because even just somebody offering to do something for me, I'd be like, why? Or I'll be like, no, you don't have to,
and
because
I'm just not
comfortable accepting it.
I'm telling you, I'd be telling her, Germany.
I know. I know. You're
telling
her,
Germany. Tap in, queen.
I know. It's difficult.
Receive it. You deserve it. But yeah, that is a thing. Like, our initial examples were not present. I too had a father figure in my life, my stepdad from when I was 7. But I mean, I guess there was maybe that feeling of unconsciously, this is not my biological father, because I was thinking, where are you at, nigga?
Right,
like,
right. Yeah,
I'm your seed. And my mom was, even though like it was a two-parent home, maybe the way that they had things set up, it's like everything was just coming from my mom.
Exactly.
I know that they had combined finances. I'm sure his finances were like put into the mix, like it was a melting pot. But I just always looked at it as like, this is from my mom. Like, this is my mom doing this for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
so. We have to
break every chain.
We have to do the reprogramming.
Yes.
That's why self-awareness is is important.
And having someone who's loving enough to work with you through it. Patience, yeah. Beloved.
Patience is important.
Because once a man comes and be like, I got that, I'm going to ask, like, oh, wait, what? What you going
to
do?
Yeah, when you're used to a man being like, what can you do for me? Of course, okay, and this is a thing. With a feminine and masculine, so the feminine is doing something for the man. Like, we're nurturing, we're
loving, compassionate,
like, we're understanding, we're providing those type of things. But the masculine is like the providing doer. Yeah, they're doing, we're just being. The feminine energy is just being and receiving.
That's it.
You're not just taking and not giving, though, but you're just being
giving, right? In a different way.
Exactly.
Ooh.
And then the masculine energy is giving. I mean, it's doing. Like, they are providing. Mm-hmm. They're out there, like, passion, purpose driven, getting shit done, making you feel safe, making you feel secure, making you feel cared for, taken care of, all that type of shit.
It's so funny.
It's giving a man.
It's giving, hold me.
But what were you going to say?
We were having the conversation about, this is another thing that I struggle with, is like 50-50 things, making everything even.
Yeah, this Libra.
Yeah.
She wants everything to be so 50-50.
Mm-hmm. And not in a way that I feel like I'm getting gypped, but in a way that you feel like it's balanced, it's even.
Right.
Right? Like, I can do it. I hate feeling like I can do it too, but I'm just saying, like, I can help lighten the load, whatever that looks like. Right? If it's monetary, if it's energetically, if it's physically, because, you know, I live some shit too. But I struggle with that. Like, okay, it was this. It's split down the middle. See, everybody's happy. Nobody's getting gypped. But Brittany brought it into my awareness. I don't know if it was from that book or what, when you were like, maybe it's not going to be a 50-50 because you're going to bring to the table something in a different way. And then he's going to bring to the table, or he's going to make up for it in this way.
Right.
So I've been bearing that, keeping that in mind.
That wasn't from the book. That was from my dome.
Oh, come on then. Drop a gem. Drop a gem. But I've been keeping that in my mind. Like, okay, it might not be 50-50.
Everything does not have to be 50-50 split down the middle. There's going to be like give and take on both ends.
I know.
And I think once you get comfortable in that, it might be a more of a pleasant experience.
It's the take. I'm getting a little more comfortable in it. My experience last weekend.
For your birthday.
No, not for my birthday. Oh. My birthday was also a flex. I don't want to say flexing, but working the muscle, because I had to be able to be comfortable to be like, okay, yeah, treat me for my birthday, because I've never been treated like that.
Yeah. And Germany's the type, this is how this girl would be. I'm going to do something for your birthday. What do you want to do something for your birthday? Well, no. And then your birthday is coming up, and then there's going to be Christmas, and then we have to do this, and then we have to do that. And it's like, okay, there's a hint. There's like, yes, you're considerate, but also like a silencing of your own needs in efforts to be so considerate, you know? It's like, you know, you want to do something for your goddamn birthday.
No, and the thing is, I do want to do something for my birthday, but I'm always thinking about what else needs to be done. So you get it? It's not like, I really would want you to spend a bag on me, but like, no, I really be like, no, don't, because we have a lot of other things to do.
But then you'll spend a bag.
I know. So, I know. Yeah. And yeah. I don't be like, you know, I don't know. I don't even think twice about it when I'm spending a bag. And that's why I got to let it go, because maybe he ain't thinking twice about spending a bag. Everybody's spending a bag. Spend it. Spend it. Spend your motherfucking bag. You spin a bag, I'm gonna spin a bag. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
It don't. No, but with the utilities thing, girl.
Oh, yeah.
I said, okay, fine. After that happened, I said, leaning in.
And leaning on.
I'm leaning and lean on. Go ahead. So I'm learning.
It's a space that I think that you should be appreciative to be in, but not negating that it's hard for you.
It is. It's hard.
Because it's not familiar.
It's so strange. I'm like, what are we doing here? Yeah. I've never been here.
It's not familiar.
It's not.
But you do like how it feels, though. Like,
once
you work through like the uncomfort, you like how it feels.
Ooh. I do like how it feels. I just got to get used to the feeling so that it doesn't feel like makes me anxious. Because honestly, back to the date thing, I literally get anxious thinking about somebody doing something for me.
So what part do you think makes you anxious? Like the fact that they think that you can't do it for yourself, or like maybe they're going to be doing it and then they're going to take it away. Like, where do you think the anxiety comes from?
I just have always been self-sufficient. And I think when I let people do stuff for me, it makes me feel like weak, or makes me look like I don't have it or I can't do it for myself. That's what I think. It's like if it's people, like if we go out and do something, I'm just like, oh, Brittany knows I have it, and she knows that I would give it to her too. But I think it's when it comes from a man, I'm like, oh God, you don't think I'm.
Sometimes, you know what it used to be? I think in my mind, when you receive stuff from men, it's like, what he gonna want from me? And I mean, that's different when you're in like a real relationship. Yeah. It's like, of course, there's expectations, but you know, like sometimes if it is a first date or something, it's like, okay, if I let him do this for me, what is he going to expect from me?
And that's why I damn near be like, let's split it.
But no.
I know, but it's just like, that'd be the energy that I'd be on. That'd be the mindset. Like, I don't want nothing from you. You don't want nothing from me. Let's just split it down the middle.
But we really do want something from each other, though.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
It just needs to be backed with good intentions.
In that moment, I don't know if I want something from you. What if the
you want their time to see if it's a vibe? And they want your time to see if it's a vibe. When you're on a date, a first date.
I know. I think I'm not from the school of dating. City girl.
City. It's not a city girl, though.
I know, but that's the vibe. That's
okay,
the
this way- is a city girl. A city girl is thinking, I'm going to have this nigga spend all his money on me. I have no intentions of even
and then I'm leaving
pursuing
when it's
anything
done.
With this man. And then I'm leaving and then I'm going on to the next. You know good and well you don't have a city girl mentality. And that's not a city girl mentality, allowing a man to treat you on a date. Because you know what?
What?
When you're in your femininity.
Bring it back around, queen.
You should be getting pursued.
You should be getting pursued.
You should be getting pursued. So it's like, I'm giving you my time. You're pursuing me. We're seeing if this is a vibe for the both of us. And then you tap in. And you're giving your,
it's
what
just,
you're giving.
Honestly, that's the thing. I don't be in my femininity. I be in my masculinity. Right. Holding it down for my damn self. That's why I'm like, don't buy me nothing. When I'm just being honest, that's how I be feeling. Like, no. Number one, I be thinking multiple things. Like, and this is not offend. I'm not offending, or I'm not trying to offend any homegirls out there. But in my mind, I'd be thinking, no, seriously, I'd be like, I'm not a broke bitch. I got it. Don't worry, no. Okay? You ain't gotta. I don't need you to buy my food. You know what it is? I take a lot of pride in being independent and having things, having it by myself. And maybe it's so prideful that it's like it's hindering. It's a hindrance. Right. But that is how I be thinking, like, I'm not going to wait on you, because sometimes I see women out there, no tea, no shade, but who will wait on a man who won't do because they're waiting on a man to do something for them. You know the vibes?
Yes. Yeah, so they're saying they're not going to do it at all because a man should be doing it for them.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to, whatever it is, I'm not going to break it down and be so narrow with it. But yeah. And I'm like, boy, bye.
Okay. We know that there are people that do that, but we also know that that's not true.
That ain't me. And I'm working on breaking the chains.
Yeah, they got to be broken. And
because I'm never waiting on somebody to do something. And I really don't feel comfortable asking a man to be like, will you do this for me? Do you want to do this for me? Hell no. I'd rather, nigga, paint a house with nail polish.
But you feel comfortable asking your man, that your current man, don't you? Or do you still feel kind of uncomfortable?
I don't ask him for anything. No.
He just does it, huh?
He just does it. Yeah.
Big
Thank
masculine.
God. Thank God.
Big
know?
Masculine energy.
Yeah, he just does it. He'll be like, here, I just sent you money for this or whatever. I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to pay for that. Whatever it is, not even necessarily always money related. It's just about taking care of stuff. So thank God I got blessed with this kind, because I know I would be like, nigga, nothing to ever get done for me. Thank God.
You don't like to ask for help.
I will not ask you to pay for stuff. I will not ask you to do stuff. Like, and that's probably why my last relationship was the way it was.
Well, I don't think that you necessarily should have to ask. I think if it's a good balance, if everybody's playing their part, then the roles are being taken care of. You won't have to ask.
And that's why this works for me, because I can't ask. My voice would be, hey, do you have a couple extra dollars for me to...
But the thing is, because you're not, it's not about you asking him to take care of stuff like for you. He's taking care of things for the household. Like, of course, he'll like take care of some stuff for you if he wants to treat you. But
yeah.
He's taking care of things for the household, which he should be. Like, you're a part of this household, too.
Yeah.
So why would I have to ask you to take care of something that you're a part of? Like,
right.
Nigga, we both living in this house. Like,
but sometimes these niggas be dack like.
I know.
That's how they be
but
sometimes.
But I'm saying when there's
a balance, yeah. Then everybody shows up and they play their part.
Exactly.
It's an equal playing field.
Yeah, like, okay, for instance, if I'm living with someone and the rent's due,
mm-hmm.
There should be an automatic payment.
Yes.
Like, I shouldn't have to be like, hey, are you gonna
hell no
be able
you gotta move out. Are you gonna be able to pack your shit up before the first?
Are you gonna be able to pay the rent or contribute to the rent?
No. Like,
no. But there are some situations like that.
Oh, I know. I mean, you just think about it. When you have your own living arrangement and you have somebody who's coming to your house all the time not contributing much when they could be.
Been there.
That's what I'm saying. Been there. And it's like, you don't even ask, hey, could you bring something here? Like, could you do? You hear a lot. You could be doing something, something, very much so something. You could be paying the internet. You could be paying the lights. You could be asking me, do I need some help with groceries? You could be bringing some motherfucking groceries in here. You could be giving me an extra couple dollars. You could be doing a lot of things, but they don't. They actually don't. They come sit up with your lights on all day, playing their motherfucking game on your internet, doing what they want to do. What? Drinking up your juice, drinking up your one person a week groceries, eating up your one person per week groceries. What?
I had someone who did at least bring juice. But it's like, bruh. Juice, paper towel, and tissue is being brought in on a frequent basis. But I'm like,
because you drinking the juice up.
Hey, could you bring in some money for a bill? Are you bringing his dick? Juice, paper towel, and tissue.
And I can get that stuff. Like, come on. A little bit more. We need a little bit more. We need a little bit more. And I've been there.
I too have been there.
I've been there. Somebody with a key to my house, and I'm like, wait, hold on.
A whole key, though. You can just come in and out free will. You just be able to come into a place where you feel independent on my dime. That's crazy as fuck. Like, how can you do that and just be comfortable and then want to have the nerve to go back and forth? Like, bruh.
Exactly. We've been there. Hope maybe y'all have been there too.
We should have been being catered to.
Yes, I should have been coming home and my dogs walked.
But you know what? That's the thing. We were really in big masculine energy. Look at the way we talking about. I should have been coming home and this is done. This is done. I should have been coming to your home. I should have been bringing.
They didn't have one.
So I'm saying I should have been bringing. Juice, pastries, paper towels, and little knick-knack paddywhack.
And Gucci to your house.
Give me a key to your house. I'm setting up all this for you.
Yeah, the provision. I've provided a home for you. What? I put the roof over your head. Are you crazy? Yeah.
And
I'm walking
what?
In and you
know
sitting down on my couch.
And you know what?
Ain't even made my bed. And you slept in it and got out of it last. You ain't even made my bed. Wow, I was really getting worked. You ain't even made my bed.
I know.
Like, and left my house a mess. Left your house hot Cheetos. Leaving your crumbs. You have left my home a mess. And you know I do not get down like that.
Yeah.
So what? Wow, I've come a mighty long way.
It's God called
deliverance.
Good.
It's called deliverance.
Yeah.
He didn't get up there on that cross for nothing. I knew it. He died for me.
Oh, my God.
And for the nigga. They will do you wrong. Y'all queens, get in your feminine energy.
Get in your feminine. So let's talk about that.
Let's get it. Let's get
this
shit. Let's
talk
shit.
About
let's get
how we
shit.
Can tap into our feminine energy, cultivate the feminine energy.
Let's get it.
Because it's important. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you're hyper masculine, hyper independent, and you just want to relax.
Yeah.
So.
Reflect.
Reflect on what?
That's what you can do. On yourself, on the role that you play, on what you're currently doing, what you bring to the table.
Okay.
And maybe some ways that you can even consider, how can I scale back just a little bit? It doesn't have to be all at once, but I feel like that's something that I'm learning. Like, when something's presented to me, maybe I can just receive it. It's like baby steps, you know? Like, in what area am I going to exercise my feminine energy today? Or over the next few weeks. And when that thing becomes pretty easy for me to do, receiving, if that's compliments, gifts, whatever, somebody offering to take care of something for me, when I get to that level, then how else can I implement easing in?
So reflecting, self-awareness, mm-hmm. being aware. Mm-hmm. Also, if you find yourself struggling to receive, you can do some more reflection and ask yourself, why am I unable to receive? Like, yeah. Do I feel like I'm not worthy of the things that are being presented to me, the things that I say that I want? What are the blockages? Doing some deprogramming, some unlearning, so that when people, because that's off-putting. I feel like that can be off-putting. If someone, a man, is trying to play his part and give you things, whatever that may look like, and you're just like, no.
I know.
Eventually they'll be like, I mean,
there's no space for me, like Aaliyah said.
Yeah, and it's the feminine energy is about that, like really getting into the energy to attract what you ultimately desire.
Yeah.
Like, if you are always like, I got it, nope. Like the other day I was taking something hella heavy out of my car, like some water or some laundry detergent, And my neighbor was like, do you need help? And for a moment, I was about to be like, I got it. Because I've always had that. I said, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I need help.
I love that.
And I let him grab it. And I was carrying my little keys and just opened the door and said, you can put it right there. Thanks.
I love that. Little, see, like that.
Receiving, yeah.
And it's also the awareness in those moments when it's like, oh no, a man just offered to do something that if my nigga was here, I would let him do.
Right.
Let him take the lead on that.
Let him take it.
Go ahead and take that.
Just because you're capable of doing it by yourself doesn't mean you have to do it by yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to like implement these small practices in order to really be in receiving mode. Like if it's from a stranger, if it's from somebody that you're interested in, just being like, yeah, you can do it.
Yeah. And sometimes that's it. Like, don't even think about it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just yes. Yes. I don't have anything else to say. Do it now. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Next thing you can do is embrace transformation, right? And transition. If something is not serving you or you feel like, okay, I cannot embrace my feminine energy in this situation, don't be afraid to walk away, queens. Don't be afraid to move on.
From these feminine men.
Dead at the feminine men.
They are in their way.
Oh, yeah. They be in their ways.
They be in their ways. Like, a feminine trait to me in men is if you're like having mood swings, like I don't like the hot and cold, like I don't know what I'm gonna get with you today. Like, and I'm not saying that we can't have bad days. Everybody's not having a good day and on the up and up. But you know, like that chaotic, like kind of energy, like, shit, did I do something? Like, what the fuck is going on with you today? Be consistent.
To me, a feminine trait in a man is I stand a man who is in touch with his feelings, who can communicate how he feels, but not when it is where I'm like, dog, where I'm feeling like the nigga, like where you have to unload so much so frequently where it's like
overly emotional.
Like nigga.
When a man cries.
He cried, but damn, inside. Don't whine.
No, I feel you. You know? I definitely love a communicator. Be able to communicate with a sound mind. I guess like they need to sit with themselves and get their thoughts together and then like communicate how they're feeling. I definitely have dealt with a man who's hella emotional, like crying all the time. And I'm like,
bruh,
de-escalate. I'm the one de-escalating. It's like, have your emotions somewhat
regulated.
Yeah.
Regulate them.
Because the tears are a lot for me.
Yeah, I'm sure it is for you. You probably be looking at a nigga like, what are you doing?
No, I would just be like, yeah, are you looking okay? Like,
stop. You probably, Brittany, you know it. Brittany be like, stop crying.
No, I don't. Yeah. No, I did not say stop crying. That's mean. I would just be like,
dead.
No, I would just be trying to like de-escalate, but like, it's like the down. Tears would take over the whole conversation and we never get to the solution.
Yeah, now I'm consoling you.
Now,
see?
Yeah.
So now I'm like, it's okay. Stop crying.
So a balance for sure. Like, yes, be in tune, be tapped in with your emotions. Not saying that if you cry, that's just a
no.
But if you're literally crying all the time, like Zach from Married at First Sight.
Yes, like Zach gotta get it together. I didn't watch last night's episode though.
Oh damn. Fuck, I'd be forgetting about that.
Yeah.
What was I doing?
Oh, we were
at a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Zach. Zach is crazy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
It's a lot.
I don't like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So let's,
I don't like that.
Let's talk about some ways that you can awaken your inner goddess and cultivate your feminine energy. Being creative. We are creators. We create life.
Force.
We literally have the ability to create life in our womb.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the ultimate creation, but we can tap into our creativeness in other ways. Like find things that inspire you, that you enjoy creating, and that can really help you tap into your feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
What's something you like to create?
I hate you. I like to create. What do I like to create? When I'm not being like insecure and like into my own way, like videos and stuff like that. You know, like videos. You know, I like to do that. Like reels and stuff, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant something.
Stop
else.
It.
Girl,
stop
I thought you
it.
Meant a little
stop it.
Freaky video.
Stop it.
Okay,
no.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're great at that.
Stop. No, I do not like to do freaky videos.
Shit, I didn't know.
Yes.
That's what I thought
you were talking. You are so fucking freaky.
How am I freaky? Because I thought you wanted to make a little video.
No. Yeah, videos. No, but like photography, videography, like mm-hmm. little things like that. I really like to like capture. And
yeah, you're good at that.
Thank you.
Great. Actually.
Thank you. Put things together. I know I need to do it more often. Yeah. I was going to do a little something for my birthday trip, but I just said no. You know, like you start getting the footages and then it just becomes too much and then you don't. I just said fuck it. But I'm gonna start. What's something you like to create?
I like to create a lot of things. I could do charcuterie boards, yeah. graphic design. Mm-hmm. Those are two things.
Those are two things that she likes.
Creating this show, shit.
That's how I was thinking, nigga. Here we are. Yeah. This is what we're creating. Hey, yeah. y'all. But yeah, this. Find
creating
something that
show.
You are passionate or that you like, a little hobby, and put some effort or some energy into it.
Yeah.
Another way to cultivate and awaken your inner goddess is to trust your intuition. Listen to your gut, y'all. We got that thing deep down inside of us that tells us when something is right and when something is not right. Mainly wrong. It's like, ooh, I feel it. I feel it in my bones. You're about to move.
We do feel it. Oh, God.
It'd be deep down. I'm like, ooh, I feel
something.
You cannot
be quiet in that.
Isn't that so crazy? We literally have that thing inside of us that says, like, uh-uh. Do men have that?
Shit, I don't know what that
asked. I would be like, do you ever feel like something's not right? They probably don't even be tapped
in. They probably
in like
don't
that.
Be tapped in. They probably, I feel like men are more in
ego.
The moment. It's like, it's right until I say it's not right. And they immediately just be like, it ain't right no more.
They in their ego. I feel like it's more ego for them. Like, nah, you're doing something. Then they start accusing you. It's like ego and insecurity. Where ours really be like a deep knowing.
It just be a feeling like
something's
feeling.
Right. We really be, y'all, listen to your wisdom. I mean, that is your wisdom center. Okay, that is what's going to tell you, yes, we're in the right space at the right time. And it's also going to trigger you when you ain't. Tap in, listen to it. Do not knock yourself. Yeah.
Another way to tap into your inner goddess, feminine, divine feminine energy is with community.
Yeah.
Sister circles.
Yes.
Best friends, whatever, having conversations like these. Please believe.
Mm-hmm.
I told my girls. I'm like, girls, we need tapping into our feminine energy. I told you, I told Kayla, I'm like, get the book.
Yeah, now I got the book. Hand me that book.
Right, I'm going to let her read it. But here's a few affirmations that you can say.
Oh, yeah, give got. Them.
Women are my community and are not my competition.
Mm-hmm.
Women are my sisters and not my enemies. Listen, don't be so into your feminine and in patriarchy that you think that we have to be in competition with each other. That is not helping our feminine energy, and that's nasty. Like, there is a lot of that. Who did this? Who doing that? We doing that? We doing that? It's easy to get caught up in it. I've been guilty of getting caught up in it myself.
Caught up. I'd be right next to her, caught up in a web.
But we need to work as a collective. Not competitors. Like, we are so much stronger together.
We are.
And if we just keep that at the forefront, then we'll be fucking powerful.
Powerful.
But when we're competing,
it's big masculine energy. Competing is big masculine energy.
Leave that to the niggas to compete while we just rest and have fun.
Yeah. Speaking of rest, you can also awaken your inner goddess by really embracing sensuality and enjoying the luxuries and the pleasures of life. Really indulge your senses. Do things that look good, that feel good, that taste good, that smell good. I feel like we were really in our inner feminine energy when we were having our friendcation. We were in Cabo.
Yeah.
It was just like really embracing luxury. Right? Because when we do that, we uplift ourselves, we uplift our senses, and we have more energy to give to the world, right?
Yeah,
it's like
yes. We're honing in that on that energy and really like harnessing it. And we were definitely in big feminine energy. We looked cute as fuck.
It's like, let the men be hard.
Yeah, we looked cute
let
as fuck.
Let them be hard.
We were floating.
We were floating. And you know what? I also feel like when I was in Miami, I was in a very sensual, feminine energy.
Yeah.
I had already made a decision. I had to put my mind to it. I said, paradigm shift. Shift paradigm. Right now, shift. Right. I did. I had some cute little outfits. I'm like, yeah, yeah. What about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What about it?
Also, so, yeah. We're tapping into our sexuality.
Come on, Trace's dog.
Sexuality is powerful, right? Like, we are not just to be used for men, right? You can tap into your sexuality by yourself and you'll be appearing more sexy. So, you can do things like dancing. I love to dance.
Honey.
Girl.
You know, this ass get your wig.
The way I be dancing jiggling. In that house, I've been doing the little Afro beats. But pleasuring yourself, you can masturbate. You can know, like, what you want, what works for you. That way you can even communicate, like, hey, I like this, I don't like that, so that somebody else can pleasure you as well. Mm-hmm. But you're tapped in, like, you know what your body needs. And, you know, blindfolding and getting sexy on them. Lingerie.
Oh. When he wanted to blindfold me. And I get sexy on him. Get sexy
I love
on
that song.
Tap in, y'all. They probably too young to know about that one. That was a oldie.
Khalees. It's Khalees. But yeah, get you something. Get you some pieces, some sexy underwear, some pajamas.
Yes.
Whatever you need to feel like.
What makes you feel like that you're bitch. That bitch?
This is what I be doing every night. Not every night. Let me stop. Some nights I be lazy.
What you be doing?
But specifically, when I'm doing my wind down routine and I take my shower and I be scrubbing my body with all my scrubs, oiling my body, putting on nice
panties. PJs. Oh, I don't be in no panties at
no
night.
No panties. Yeah. I don't sleep in panties. But a nice, like, pajama set.
Yeah.
And then, you know, setting a vibe in the house.
Yeah.
Music, wine, candles.
Yes.
What about you?
I agree, those things for sure.
It really sets the mood.
A cute little Rihanna. PJ, a cute little PJ.
I love pajamas. I have all the pajamas.
Yes. I think those
all the cute pajamas
make me feel sexy too. Also, get you a little Tracy's dog. Get you a little Tracy's dog and a Dipsy subscription.
That Dipsy subscription?
I haven't used mine in a while.
Me either.
Now that I have the live-in peen.
You don't need it.
Wasted my $54.
You don't need it no more.
No. Lastly.
Also, stop faking orgasms.
Oh.
If it's not giving what it's supposed to give, hopefully there's open communication between you and your partner so that you can be like, bruh, like, it's not.
Yeah, don't do that, y'all. Refuse to let somebody run a mile on my coochie and then don't get none out of it.
No, but some people don't know how to communicate.
I know.
Or some people don't know how to
achieve.
Yeah.
Do some work. That's why you got to play around, do some little masturbating. Get you a Tracy's dog. I'm telling y'all, that thing will have you getting what you need.
There's a new one that the girls are using, a little rose.
We'll have to talk about it on the.
I don't know what it does, but I've been seeing that little rose pop up. I'm like, what are the girls doing?
Oh, I think I might have seen that
little
too.
Rose.
Maybe it does like a sucky motion.
I don't know.
Okay. But, so lastly, we're going to talk about it, child. We're going to talk about it. Lastly, just know your worth, queens. We're not putting up with no bullshit. You know, we're speaking our needs. We're communicating. We are just knowing what the fuck we deserve in this life. And I'm working on it. I'm sure y'all working on it. This one's working on it. We all working on it together. But every day we're getting better at it. Every day we're flexing the know your worth muscle.
Yeah.
And it don't mean you're worthless. You know, it's not giving worthless.
It's not saying you're worthless, but it's just knowing that you're worthy.
More. And you're worth more. You're worth the most.
Knowing that you're worthy and also having our actions align with what we say our desires are, because that's where that's why the manifestations don't be coming through sometimes, because we say, I want this, I want that, I want that. And the actions be the complete polar opposite.
Yeah.
And it's like, why is it not coming?
Because you got to walk it like you talk it. You got to walk it like you talk
it. So we're committing to doing our parts. We're holding y'all accountable to doing your parts. You have the tools. You have the knowledge. Make the choice.
That's it. I think that's it.
That's it for this week.
That's it. I guess the pick up your pen, we're dropping a gem, is get that book.
Yes.
Simple.
Get the book.
Get the book. We'll catch y'all next week. Love you so much.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.